FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Soft Girl Morning. I'm so glad you're joining me again today as we dive into something super important, taking care of our mental health. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon while your body's stuck in slow motion? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to switch off, even when you desperately need a break? Yeah, me too. And that's why we're talking about this today, because prioritizing our mental well-being isn't just a trend, it's a necessity. It's like taking care of your car. If you neglect regular maintenance, eventually things start to fall apart. Same goes for our minds. Now, I'm not a therapist or anything, though wouldn't that be cool? But I am a firm believer in the power of self-care and awareness. And honestly, sometimes just talking about it, sharing these tips, can make a world of difference. So, let's break down some actionable ways to keep your mind healthy and thriving. First up, mindful moments. We live in this crazy whirlwind of notifications, deadlines, and constant stimulation. It's like our brains are always on high alert. But taking those mini breaks to just breathe deeply, really feel the air, and be present can be a game changer. Think of it like hitting pause on that hectic movie reel and just savoring the scenery for a few seconds. Trust me, your brain will thank you. Next, move that body. Physical activity isn't just about getting ripped or fitting into those jeans, though those are nice perks. It's about getting your blood flowing, releasing endorphins, and literally shifting your energy. Even a 15-minute walk can do wonders for clearing your head and boosting your mood. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Get creative, express yourself. Whether it's doodling in a notebook, writing in a journal, painting, playing an instrument, or even just singing along to your favorite tunes, finding outlets for creative expression can be incredibly therapeutic. It's a way to channel those emotions, process them, and maybe even discover some hidden talents you didn't know you had. Connect with people who lift you up. Surround yourself with the good vibes, the supportive friends, the family members who make you feel loved and appreciated. You know that saying about, misery loves company. Well, happiness is contagious too. And those positive connections can be a powerful source of strength and resilience when things get tough. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this one is huge. We're often our own harshest critics, constantly comparing ourselves to others and setting unrealistic expectations. But remember, you are human. You're allowed to have off days, make mistakes, and not be perfect all the time. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Let me tell you about a time when this really hit home for me. I was juggling deadlines, planning a trip, and dealing with a family issue all at once, basically a recipe for burnout. I felt overwhelmed, stressed, and like I was running on fumes. One evening, I realized I hadn't even eaten properly all day. So, I decided to take a step back. I put my work aside, made myself a comforting meal, took a long bath with essential oils, because self-care, and just allowed myself to relax. It wasn't about fixing everything instantly, it was about prioritizing my well-being in that moment. And you know what? It made a difference. I felt calmer, more centered, and able to tackle the rest of my week with renewed energy. So, remember these key takeaways. Make time for mindful moments, get moving, express yourself creatively, nurture your relationships with positive people, and above all else, be kind to yourself. You've got this. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's an investment in your happiness, your productivity, and your overall well-being. So make it a priority, folks, because you deserve to feel your best. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to take care of your mental health? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.